My name is Camille and I'm from Destination Eurovision, and today I have a great pleasure to be joined by one of the artists who will fight for the privilege to represent Norway at Eurovision 2021 next week. Kim, it's so great to have you here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an unreal week in my life. It's just crazy.
So maybe, first of all, how are you? Are you already excited about everything that is about to come in this week?
It's going to be, I'm good. I'm healthy. I have good energy. And I'm really looking forward to just be standing on stage again in the finals. But I'm excited. It's going to be a tough week. It's going to be a lot of rehearsals. And I just hope that I will not be too excited and sing the song like 100 times before the final, because it's possible, because it's a hard song to sing. So, but I'm in good faith and I'm just going to enjoy each second of this moment.
We also know that music has played a very important role in your life, basically since the very beginning, because you could be seen in various programs, like, for example, The Voice or Ralsan on the Border. And we also know that you are a member of a band. So could you tell me something about music in your life? Has it been present in your life, basically, ever since, and how did it all shape artist?
Well, the thing is that I'm from a family that we always sang all the time. Not in like our family home, but when we had like big family dinners, from like my grandparents and all my uncles and aunts and the children, my cousins. When we were together, we didn't just eat and talk, we just sang all the time. So from the beginning, we had like just bands in the family, and we just sang some gospel and stuff like that. But when I got older, I was the only guy in my class who actually sang. So I had to sing on each like school event. I have to be the guy that sang, and that's okay. And now I feel like it's okay, but at the time it wasn't that fun. But it's been present all the time. I've been in a couple of bands, and I just think that everything that you do in your life, if it comes to music as a musician, everything that you do, you learn something about, like in a band, you know how to be in the band. In like musicals, you know how to do that. So yeah, it's been present almost all my life, but I wasn't on stage before I think I was 12. So I'm not the type of like vocalist who says that I was singing since I was like two. That's not the thing with me. I didn't have like a public, I wasn't like in the church choir, but I didn't be standing on stage as a solo before I was like 12.
So as we already know, you're already in the final of Melody Grand Prix, so it's just one step away from Eurovision. How does it all feel? Like, would winning Melody Grand Prix would be like a dream come true for you?
Yeah, you know, I think everyone in Europe have a strong connection to Eurovision and their own national Eurovision selection. And it's a dream. Yeah, it is. Because all the artists that we all know have stand on the stage, the Eurovision stage. And it's an opportunity to show yourself for all of Europe. I've been telling in previous interviews that, you know, Eurovision is the thing that unites Europe. And it's kind of the music Olympics. And all we talk about is music. And that's what unites us. And to be like winning MGP and be able to represent Norway would be an honor. It would be amazing. And especially with the ballad that means a lot to me.
So maybe let's focus a little bit more on Melody Grand Prix. How was this decision to take part in it made? It was a spontaneous decision that you decided, okay, I have a great song, so let's give it a try. Or maybe you have planned to enter Melody Grand Prix a bit earlier.
Well, I think I've been thinking about Melody Grand Prix for like 10 years, but I never had the right song. And because everybody wants to be a part of the big show. I think deep inside, I don't think that people would say like, oh, Melody Grand Prix or Eurovision, boring. It's not boring. It's a big thing. But I just need to feel that I was ready and I did have the song that I think, or I had the feeling that would be like high up, because in my opinion, if you want to be a part of the MGP or Eurovision, you have to believe deep inside that this is a song that means a lot to you and you think that it's a top five song or top four. And that's what I had that feeling with this song. The thing is that MGP called me and asked like, Kim, do you want to be a part of MGP? Do you have any songs that you could sing? And I was like, no, I actually don't, but it would be cool. So they connect me up with the songwriting camp. And on day two, after lunch, we wrote My Lonely Voice. So yeah, the song is there.
You have just compared Eurovision to the Olympic Games in music. So what does Eurovision mean to you? Like, imagine you're standing on this stage and representing your country in front of millions of viewers. What does it feel like? How would it feel?
I have no idea. But the thing is, you know, as an artist, you can, like, it's two parts, because one thing is like representing your country, who is big when all Europe's eyes are on you and it's a massive, people talk about it all the time, like in months before it actually happened. Yeah, it's a big thing. It's a big competition, but it's full of joy and accept, and that's what I love. But then again, as an artist, it's something else, because you have the opportunity to stand in front of so many people with your music, and you can get fans all over the world. Like, for instance, like Kaino, who's competing this year, have massive support outside Norway's country. And when you know that everyone with internet connection can go into nrk.no and vote from every part of the world, I think you can use logic and understand that it's going to be hard to beat Kaino this year. But it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing anyway.
We can imagine.
Yeah.
And sticking to the topic of Eurovision, could you maybe tell me what is your favorite Eurovision song in general and favorite song that represented Norway?
My favorite Norwegian song is Fiji My Love with Margaret Berger. I just love the mystic, like... I just love the music, and her dress was Well, it was 1,000 out of 1,000 that dress she wore. It was amazing. I think that, well, I'm gonna tell you a secret, because on my Instagram and Facebook, there are gonna be a couple of Eurovision covers the upcoming week or the final week. And one of my favorites is gonna be released, because I've recorded it. So Euphoria is coming up. That's iconic. Everything about it is iconic, because she made that performance herself. And yeah, that's one of the songs. And I think it's a kind of a guilty pleasure, because it's a song that often just come to mind. And as it's a song that starts like, "You're my lover, undercover, you are the one, you're my number one." That's the song that I often like just start singing, and I have no idea why, but that's probably one of my favorite, because it just pops into my head. But yeah.
And now, could you maybe tell me something more about your Melody Grand Prix song, My Lonely Voice? Like, what is the story behind this song? And what kind of message would you like to spread by the song?
Well, the story behind the song is that I met a guy in July in 2019 in London. I was there on the weekend, and we just had the best time ever, and we both thought that we found our prince, our soulmate, and because everything was so right. And we kept in touch, and I came back a couple of months later, and we like gonna figure out when he's going to Norway, and just everything was just going to be planned out. But when we met again, it was something that was off. It was something, yeah, we don't know what, but it just wasn't the same feeling. And I thought, or we both thought, that we found our prince, but it was just something was wrong. And I think that that's something that a lot of people can relate to. When you meet someone and you think he or she is the one, and then you just realize after a while that it wasn't. So you need to start searching again. So the song replicates the feeling that I had when I was on the airport express train back to Heathrow, and I was crying, felt bad and angry, and yeah, sobbing. And well, the message is more like, it's okay to be sad, but you will find him or her one day. Most likely you will, but it's going to take time. I'm 30, still single, so I'm not going to stop looking. But it's going to, for me, I just think that even though you're past 30, yeah, it will happen. I hope.
And now we know all the songs from this year's Melody Grand Prix. We also know 11 out of 12 songs that will be in the grand final of Melody Grand Prix. And out of all these songs, which one you think will be the most serious contender for you to defeat on this fight for the ticket to Rotterdam?
That's a tough one, but I think Kaino, Rayleigh, Brose Mafia, Yeah, I think that, yeah. I hope that I'm going to be a top four. So I'm the fourth one.
And we also know that you had some time in your life when you were planning on giving up on music, but luckily you didn't, and now you're there where you are. So could you maybe tell me something more about these plans, like about this journey from planning to give up on music to the final of Melody Grand Prix?
I think that every artist out there have doubts about their own, what they're capable of. And when you feel like things are really going backwards, then it's time to either think that, okay, I fold or I go all in. And that's kind of what I was going, I've been going through that kind of thoughts a couple of times. And now I'm really where I'm just, okay, I'm gonna go all in. I'm 30 and it's a pandemic. Music makes me happy. I'm gonna do music. So I just signed with MTG Music in Norway. And the plan is to release two or three more singles this year. I have the upcoming single after MGP or Eurovision, you never know, gonna be released in April or May. And that's also a song that I wrote a couple of years ago. And we'll just see what's going to happen. I don't know yet. But the thing is, I'm going to go all in. And I really hope that people like Kim for who he is and what he wants to say, because I might have a little bit more attitude than in my lonely voice.
And I can tell you that we are all already excited to see what you have in store for us.
Thank you. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a little bit more up-tempo, because that's what actually I'm known for. So a lot of people were quite shocked about that I was going to do a ballad and just sing calm and hold back, because usually I'm standing on the tables and just on the gig. So it's going to be a little bit different, but it's still going to be honest and straightforward. And that's something that I'm eager to continue with, because we need I need to be honest, straightforward in my lyrics and how I communicate, because that's just the way I am.
And what can we expect from you in the final of Melody Grand Prix, like meaning your performance? Will it be similar to what we have seen in the semifinal? Or maybe you're like planning to enhance it a little bit?
Well, the thing is that this song is all about reaching out to the audience on the other side of the screen. It's also all about not moving too much, because it's a technical song, so I'm not gonna dance. but we're gonna do small changes, but I think we're gonna do just like look at how everything is, camera angles, and because it's all about like communication with the other, with the people on the other side of the screen, because it's, you need to feel the song. If you don't feel the song in my performance, then the high notes are just for nothing, because they don't mean shit. So we're not gonna do a lot of changes, but it might be a little bit bigger at the end, because I had a couple of thoughts about the ending and how the dancer should be presented.
And like from these more interesting things, like you got wishes from Johnny Logan, the Eurovision legend himself. And could you tell me something about how does it feel to have support from such legends, from such established artists? How does it feel?
I almost get moved just when you say it because it's so weird. Johnny Logan has listened to my voice and thought that, let's send a little hi and hello and good luck to you, Kim, message to me or to Eurovision or to MGP. So I think that it actually made me more calm because then I knew that if Johnny Logan approve my song, then it have to be good. Then they have to hear that I mean every word I say. So it's a big, big honor. And yeah, it's really fun. It's amazing. It's just so surreal.
And from your social media, we can also learn that you have recently debuted as a voice actor in one of the films. And could you tell me whether it is a kind of a hobby for you, or maybe something as an alternative career?
The Netflix was the movie Jingle Jangle. I have one of the parts, and I'm kind of the bad guy. But this is a Christmas movie that are dialogue and a lot of music, and so it was just really, really fun. Is this something that I want to do more of? Oh yeah, because it's fun to play with your own voice, try to make it not as recognizable. So a couple of my friends actually sent me a message, which one is you? I can't hear it's you. And then the singing part starts, and they're like, okay, that high note, I know it's Kim. So it's really fun to stand in the studio, just look at the screen and okay, look at at the mouth and try to just, yeah, it's so fun. And I really hope that Netflix calls again.
I can definitely say that we are excited to see you in further productions. And yeah, we also hope that Netflix will contact you again.
Yeah, I really hope so. It was a fun experience, and yeah, as I say, it's fun to play with the voice and sing and talk like weird guys. It's fun.
Okay, so in this way, we've come to the end. So, Kim, thank you very much for being with me today. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to me. And I wish you the best of luck, not only for the Saturday and the final, but also for all your future plans. And I hope you will succeed in whatever plans you have for the future.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. It's nice to be part of the big Eurovision family and talk to people all over the world. And I really appreciate that you took the time to contact me and want to talk with me. And thank you. It's going to be fun to see what Kim will do in the future. If it's hopefully mostly singing and artist stuff, but maybe also some movies. You never know. And good luck in Eurovision, you too. It's going to be fun. This year is going to be amazing.